Welcome to this custom deep dive. So, back in the day, catching financial fraud was, well, it was basically like spotting a bad Photoshop job, right? You looked for a weird font, a misaligned logo, or, math that just didn't quite add up across 3 months of pay cycles.
Yeah, exactly. But now, generative AI can spit out a literally flawless payslip in like 3 seconds.
Which is just terrifying. So our mission today is exploring how generative AI is effectively killing the traditional payslip and forcing the Australian mortgage industry to radically rethink how it verifies income.
The ground is shifting incredibly fast here. If you look at this fascinating August 2026 report from the Broker Times, the industry is effectively hitting the panic button.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because human loan officers, I mean, how can they even compete with cheap, perfectly generated forgeries?
Well, they simply can't. The Australian Banking Association actually went to a Senate committee to admit that the old verification system is entirely broken. The AI math is perfect, the formatting is correct, and the employer details are completely plausible.
Oh, wow. And the scale of this is wild. The Commonwealth Bank, CBA, they went to the police earlier this year, right? Because they might have like $1 billion in home loans tied to fraudulent
Yeah,
documents.
$1 billion. And they're spending another $1 billion just this year trying to fight financial crime. The math on that is just staggering.
Wait, really? $1 billion to fix $1 billion?
Exactly. You have all these potential bad loans sitting on the books, and the cure is costing exactly as much as the disease. They've realized they just can't win this arms race by looking harder at a PDF.
Right. So their pitch to Parliament is basically, let's just stop looking at customer-provided documents altogether.
That's the pitch. They want to bypass the document entirely and plug directly into your tax data. And they are pitching this to a productivity committee as a streamlined, hyper-efficient fix.
Wait, letting banks plug directly into our tax data is being sold as a productivity fix. I mean, doesn't this just offload the bank's risk onto our privacy? How is a pipeline to the Australian Taxation Office not just a massive overreach into our personal lives?
I mean, it's a totally valid fear, but what's fascinating here is why they chose this specific route. They aren't actually asking for a back door into your private life.
Okay, so how does it work then?
The proposed fix relies on the consumer data, right? The CDR. So the plumbing already exists. The ATO data stays locked until you, the consumer, explicitly turn the key.
Right, so you have to actively authorize a specific lender to see specific data for a specific purpose.
Precisely. So instead of that tedious chase, emailing payslips, hunting down bank statements, getting reminder texts, it just becomes a 90-second portal authorization.
Which explains why the government actually committed $62 million in the recent May budget to explore extending this exact kind of data sharing.
Yeah, they're taking it very seriously. But we do need a reality check here. It is definitely not a silver bullet.
Right, because using ATO data to approve a loan today is basically like looking in the rearview mirror to see how fast you're driving right now.
That is the perfect way to put it. Direct tax data is a massive lagging indicator. It only verifies your past income.
So it tells a lender absolutely nothing about your current capacity, like your daily living expenses or, I don't know, hidden buy now, pay later debt.
Exactly. Or, well, think about it. If you changed jobs, took a pay cut, or became a contractor 3 months ago, last year's tax return is completely useless for proving you can pay a mortgage today.
So technology alone can't really solve those massive blind spots. Human judgment is still totally necessary.
Absolutely, it is. But the shift away from PDFs is still inevitable. In fact, we are seeing this accelerate independently of the ATO through Open Finance.
Oh, right, because by November 9, 2026, the first cohort of large non-bank lenders will start securely sharing consumer data with each other.
Right. They are creating a verifiable financial web built on live shared data feeds. It doesn't rely on tax returns or PDFs at all.
So we are rapidly moving from a document collection economy to a data consent economy. I mean, for any brokers listening who still rely on emailed PDFs, you're carrying a huge risk. Oh, absolutely. The lenders are going to move their policies long before the legislation catches up, just because digital data feeds are structurally more secure. Those who don't adapt to verified feeds will just be left behind.
The market will simply strip out the old methods.
Uh-huh.
So I'll leave you with this final thought. If AI has made it completely impossible to trust our financial past on a piece of paper, and institutions respond by demanding direct database access, will the very concept of a personal document disappear entirely in the next decade? Something to mull over. Thanks for jumping into this deep dive with us.